There is no time like the present to get caught up from Philadelphia live with our good friend Joe Smith. There's Keith Klein.
Hey there.
I'm Mike Glass. Got hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. We are on plan B. Why is Joe Smith joining us at 8:06? Well, because Joe Smith's joining us at 8:06. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Well, I guess we do, but morning, guys. How we doing? So better late than never, like you said, huh?
Wow. Too big of a day to screw any of this stuff up, so we'd rather not shoehorn it into a three-minute segment because that's not what we're about. We want to hear all about the Hoosiers' travels to Philadelphia. Sweet 16 starts tonight right here on our airwaves. The Hoosiers go the last game of the Sweet 16, Joe, tomorrow night. Welcome to the city of brotherly love, where the Hoosiers have plenty of history and a new chapter hopefully to be written this weekend.
So while the A-team's ready for play in the West and South regions tonight, game week, well, the preps continue all of today for Coach Tom's Hoosiers. Safe travels without any hitches, touching down at Philadelphia International Airport just after 7 o'clock last night. The Hoosiers' home base is the Wyndham Historic District Hotel, which obviously is having some major issues with the phones going on. But, you know, some of the traveling party attacked some of the sites even in the darkness last night. We're relatively close to a lot of things here. It was a balmy Wednesday night when we got in here in Philadelphia, only a couple of blocks from the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall. And I must say that I resisted a Philly cheesesteak last night because I was told the best ones are served off the food trucks that park along the streets surrounding Citizens Bank Park, which opened some 12 years ago. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. Of course, home of the Phillies and all part of the South Philly Sports Complex. That includes Lincoln Financial Field, where the Eagles play, and, of course, the Wells Fargo Center, where the Hoosiers and top-seeded North Carolina Tar Heels collide tomorrow night, the tip-off of just before 10. The early part of this trip, not anything out of the ordinary. The team had dinner together here at the hotel a little more than an hour after they got in here. A lot of the Indianapolis TV boys and girls were awaiting the arrival when we pulled up on the bus. Yeah, a little bit more film on Roy Williams' Tar Heels. It's an open practice at the arena later today, and I'll be interested to see how many fans begin to trickle in. You know, I kind of like it at the start of this trip, like our football bowl experience back in December in New York. It's a big city atmosphere and obviously a strong IU fan base drawing from several thousands who now live either here in the Philadelphia area, D.C., New York, only a couple of hours away, and, of course, right across the Ben Franklin Bridge is New Jersey. So, obviously, some things to take care of a little bit later today, and you look at the upsets and wild finishes that have certainly altered the landscape a little. The Hoosiers, you know, took out the four seed, as you know, Kentucky last Saturday. Now it's sights set on the top seed, Carolina on Friday night. Number two, Xavier. Number three, West Virginia. And obviously the Cats, while they're no longer playing, we'll also see the sixth seed, Notre Dame, and the seventh seed, Wisconsin, here a little bit later in Philadelphia. They play the opener Friday night. And we'll pick up our coverage of the well, the madness tonight is 2-3, Villanova, Miami of Florida, down in Louisville. Our coverage begins at 7, and the tip around 7:10, bouncing back and forth. We have top-seeded Kansas against fifth-seeded Maryland, and out west later tonight. You'll hear it all tonight on the airwaves out in Anaheim. It'll be Oklahoma and Texas A&M, a 2-3 there, and another top-seed playing late night Oregon against Mike Krzyzewski's Duke Blue Devils. So the madness continues. The sun is out. Supposed to be in the 70s today in Philadelphia. And I guess, Glass, the only thing we worry about right now is getting the phones unhooked or uncovered or whatever the term they use in Philadelphia here.
Well, and if you get a chance when you go over to look at the Liberty Bell today, Joe, or Constitution Hall, you'll be, especially in Constitution Hall, you will be shocked how small everything is because 250 years ago or whatever that was, people weren't as big and tall as they are now. And that's one of the things I noticed when I was there last time. Had a chance to go to Lincoln Financial Field right when that opened. Saw the first event in that building. So Philly's got a little been there, done that to it. And just to let you know, Joe, if you're looking for the best cheesesteak, there's only one man's opinion I trust. That's Big Ernie Yarborough. He says it's not Geno's. It's not Pat's. He said it's Jim's. So if you're looking for the best Philly cheesesteak, you know Big Ernie and food, Joe. He says he says Jim's. So I'd start there in your cheesesteak hunt if you need to do that.
Well, I got Pat's listed here and Geno's. That's down by the sports.
Yeah, right? Everybody says Pat's and Geno's. He says Jim's is the way to go. So he's a Jersey guy. Philly guy.
All right. Well, yeah.
Well, I got to let you in on that. Okay. So if you run into Jim's, well, run in there. The good news is, Joe, it's freezing rain and some bad weather in Iowa, and you don't have to deal with that. Here you are in Philadelphia. You have great memories of that city, and it's exciting, hopefully, to write a new chapter this week.
Oh, no question about it. Looking forward to it. So we'll see if we can get things squared away with this phone situation and get back to you in about, 30 minutes or so.
Sounds good. 8:45, we'll do it again. We'll get a little preview of the day's practice. We had some injury reports earlier in the week. We can get everybody updated with that. And we'll be ready for Sweet 16 basketball. Like you said, coverage begins tonight after Your Money with David Hayes at 7. And we'll start tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as well. Great stuff as always, my friend. Sorry about the hiccups, but hopefully we'll get them burped out here before 8:45.
Oh, well. We'll take care of things.
Our world traveler joins us on the telephone. See if you can notice a difference this time. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing today?
He's had his coffee.
Yeah, well, finally. A phone and coffee, yeah.
Way to go.
And, I don't know if it was any gremlins, but I've just noticed that outside my window here, and this is not a big hotel. I mean, this is a
very historic
side street, and next door is a graveyard. So it's closed by brick.
Happy birthday, Joe.
This is local play. This is local play-by-play on a beautiful Philadelphia morning. Sun is out, nothing but blue sky. But anyway,
I smell that
cheese
steak.
Think about hoops.
We are, and it's a very busy time and a very exciting weekend that starts tonight right here on WGCL at 7 o'clock with our coverage. But today you have a very busy day as well, not only the sights and sounds of Philadelphia, but an open practice where you will see all four teams get together. This is for the fans, Joe, so I'm guessing the Hoosiers will be working out at Temple or somewhere else today to do their real basketball before they put the show on for the fans. Let us know what we need to know on a Thursday before we get to tomorrow night's game.
Well, I think there's realization that certainly the grade of competition will be a step upwards when game time rolls around on Friday night late from Kentucky to North Carolina, what I'm talking about. 9:57, I remember when the Hoosiers played at the Georgia Dome a few years ago. We had a late night tip with Kentucky and a trip we also took to Raleigh, North Carolina back in 08, played Arkansas. And that game got going about 20 before 10 o'clock. So that said, kind of going back to since the 2nd of February and games that have started after 8:30 Eastern time, the Hoosiers haven't lost, and maybe perhaps another piece of good karma for this basketball team. And I will get more of a perspective after today's open practice and run through the press conferences as well. We got in here a little past 7 o'clock. They had dinner, went into film study against the Tar Heels to take a in-close and up-depth personal look at the heels of Roy Williams. And, the more I'm around this team, and I read a lot into body language, this team is such a pleasure to be around. There's a certain sense of togetherness, watching how this has all kind of come together as we talk now into another weekend deep into March. They've enjoyed the journey, and they understand what's out there for them and take the approach that, hey, they have as much right to play for a national championship as any of these other surviving 15 teams, including these top seeds, and Carolina's one of those. It's kind of a motto of Sweet 16, so from sweet to elite. That's the aim right now for Indiana as we try to trim this field down for the Hoosiers and get them into a situation Sunday where they have a right then to play, using Philadelphia as a destination point to move on the road to Houston. But certainly the obstacle, a big one, and we'll find out more later today and have more of an insight on Roy Williams' team and the Tar Heels and the Hoosiers a little bit later on our reports tomorrow.
Sounds good. My friend Robert Johnson is iffy. That ankle's... Tom Crean didn't sound too optimistic.
Got a new shave. He went to the barber. I got to talk to him about it.
Want to see Ricky Davis, huh?
Well, it's a neat-looking cut. I got to get the official... I'll report back to you tomorrow. I didn't have a chance to ask him. But he wasn't favoring anything, so... we'll get an idea, like we did last week, Glass, but, you know, when we were seeing him in workouts. So we'll have more of a report there.
Juwan Morgan?
Juwan's fine.
Yep, just took some stitches in a little clash of the Titans there in practice. Those bother children. Those don't bother big-time athletes like all of that. Roy Williams has seen some famous Indiana basketball games from that Carolina bench, Joe, back when he was an assistant for Dean Smith in the early part of the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, and 81 he was on Dean's staff.
Yeah, 84 as well when you upset him at the Omni.
Yeah.
As well, so he gets the gravitas there. The Carolina folks aren't big fans of the late start. I remember watching their press conference after they won last week, and they asked, "What's the stud kid's name? Is it Johnson?
Bryce Johnson?"
They asked him. He said, "Well, what do you think about the 10 o'clock start?" And he goes, "I'm on a level with you. I think it sucks." He goes, "I can't stand it." He goes, "What do we do all day? Nap, eat, nap, eat, nap, eat." So you never know if that's that. But small-minded teams don't win games like that anyhow. Those aren't things that can be anything to do with anything this week.
Well, you know, they're going to have a neat situation. There are a lot of fans, obviously, that won't be able to get in and see. But the IU Alumni Association has put together a little watch party on Friday. It's going to be... at the Tap and Kitchen nearby the stadium down there in the sports complex in South Philly, and that's going to be a neat event, and they're looking for a packed house there. But as I mentioned earlier this morning, another solid fan base being now out of the Midwest, and here we are in a big time.
And you'll see one from Carolina, too. They have plenty of revelers up and down that eastern seaboard. The ACC over the years has shown it. Should be a good matchup, Joe. It's two teams that kind of mirror themselves a little bit as teams that like to score and like to get up and down the court.
Well, as far as tempo it goes, yeah.
It's going to come down to the team who makes the most shots and gets the most rebounds. And, boy, Carolina is a beast on the board, so there's no doubt about that. And, again, you get into games like this, it'll take nothing but the best effort. You can't have a couple guys have off nights, not when you play Carolina, not when you play the number one seed in your region. So we hope everybody is healthy and ready to go for Friday.
Yep.
We'll get caught up with you tomorrow morning, 7:45, now that we've got all the bugs and gremlins worked out. That's exciting. We'll do that, and we won't have Chuck tomorrow because Chuck's with you.
Chuck, as a matter of fact, Chuck and I kind of, had dinner,
Good.
He had dinner, and I just talked, and, you know, we reminisced about a lot on our previous two trips to Philadelphia with national championships won.
Won a perfect season. How about that?
Yeah.
Can't beat it. So. And we'll do it again, 7:45 and 8:45 tomorrow morning. We'll get the recap from practice. We'll get everything ready to go with the big preview for number one UNC, and we'll have that game on the airwaves again. Our coverage begins tonight and tomorrow, both at 7 o'clock. Joe, great job as always. The day can only get sunshinier and better, and we'll do it tomorrow morning.
Looking forward to seeing this town's really a town. This city's really grown up since I've been here last, so be interesting to – as I say, to get a real good feel later today.
Get out and enjoy it, my friend. Great job. We appreciate the time as always.
All right, guys. See you, Keith.
Take care.